Welcome to In My Life podcast premiere. First of all, happy new year, guys. Yes, we're the 28th, but I didn't have any occasion before to tell you, so really, I wish you a wonderful year and that all your wishes come true. I also hope that you're doing well. As for me, I am overwhelmed with work and I have a lot of tests this week, but it will stay positive. I am very happy because I traveled for 1 year this year, and it's clearly a dream that becomes real. But this is not what we're going to talk about today. As you may have seen in the title of this first podcast, we're going to talk about Live 2023 and that 2023 will be your year for you and no one else. I don't know yet if there will be two episodes or one. It will depend on the time of the episode. If it lasts 30 or 40 minutes, I will make one episode. But if it's 1 hour or 2 hours, I will put them into two episodes. In those ones are two episodes we're going to talk about yearly reflection, goal settings, vision board, reset day, manifestation, cycle, and I wanted to give you some books to read that literally changed my life and probably yours. I am not at all a person who loves to read, but those books are truly amazing. So I really hope you will enjoy it, and yeah. Next type of reset day that I have is prepare a smoothie, light a candle, do vision board for the year, prepare the lunch, write on a journal, so goal setting, do yearly reflection, tidy, and do everything that I want to erase for this new year, because new year, new me. This is really false. This is fake. Absolutely fake. New year, new me is impossible for me. This is the point. I'm never going to say that to you. Okay guys, so we're going to do a little yearly reflection that I do every year about the year that passed. I've recorded this once, but I really lose my recording, so that's not a big deal. We're going to do it again. So the first question I ask myself, it was, what was my biggest achievement? This year is probably, in 2022, the biggest achievement that I did is probably starting my podcast. I really wanted to do it, and I was thinking about that since March 2022, and I really, I want to do it, but it was just a thought, you know, and sometimes you don't want to do it. You're just like, okay, this is something I want, but can I really do it? And so, do it is actually the word of my year. I really did that every year. I have a word for my year. Some people is be yourself, be you. For me is do. Do it. Do whatever you want to do and don't ask you too many questions. Okay guys, so my next question is, what was the biggest challenge I faced? For me, I think is being alone. It can be really weird or probably not. It will depend on the people, but really is being alone. I am the person who don't really like to show her emotion and what I feel, because all my friends told me that I am a little sun, I'm the sunshine of the life, and I'm always positive person, kind person, but I am also sensitive, and that is only my true friends who know that. But yeah, my biggest challenge I faced is being alone. I had, because it's in the past, so I had really toxic friends that were really not good for me, and I always feel bad because they make me feel like I was ashamed, and yeah, it was really awful, but I was I can't tell them that, and I can't go away from them because I will be alone, and being alone was for me really weird and really really the biggest mistake I will do. But actually I did it in September. It has been 4 years, so it's a really long time, but I actually did it. is like also my word, do it, so this is the same. I did it. I am really happy that I did it, because today I feel like better. I am happier than ever, and it's because I'm not alone. I have new friends, better friends. Like, they make me feel like I'm a goddess, not as a shame, and this is truly amazing. So really, be yourself. And yeah, I don't know if I will do an episode about that. You will tell me if you're interesting about. And also, guys, really sorry about the wind. I didn't heard it before, but yeah, we're going to do with it, and I hope that it will be better and it will not be confusing. But okay, that's the next question. What is your favorite memory? For me, my favorite memory this year was when my parents told me that we're going to do a world tour. It's really amazing. Like, I've never thought in my entire life that I'm going to do that. It's really, truly amazing. Like, I visit so many places, and during 1 year, I am almost at the end of it, but it's amazing. And yeah, I don't have any word to describe it. It's truly amazing, and I think that is one of my best experience that I had in my entire life. So really, that's amazing. I don't have any other words. That it's amazing, truly amazing. I don't have anything else to say. And also, this premiere will be the day that I leave for Asia. So really sorry, I don't know if this episode will come the 27th or probably the 28th, if I can, or probably the 29th. I don't know yet, but when I schedule everything, I didn't see that I was leaving for Asia. So this podcast will probably be available on all the platforms the 27th, 28th, or the 29th. Okay, next question. Lesson or skills learned? Okay, so this question is will be probably long, because I have so many things to say about that. Every year, every moment of your life, you learn some skills, or you learn some lessons about people, about the way of living, about really huge, huge things. So the first thing I can tell you is really trust your instinct, trust yourself, and only you. This is gonna be probably a little bit egocentric, but that's the truth. For a long time, I trust, like, everybody. Probably I didn't know them, but I was like, I trust you and everything. But when they did me things like not correct, and it was hard for me to do things, because I was like, oh my god, he promised me, or he told me that or that. But the truth is that people can make you think that you're everything, and you will trust it, because your brain will like, yeah, I can be that. It's probably, am I like that? So really, you like really, really reflection about that. You reflect about everything, and you have to trust yourself, trust your instinct, trust your heart, and not your brain. This is also something that you have to know. Also, I learned that my way of living was not the best. I don't know if I can tell you like that, but I have a few problems with my body, with my way, with a lot of things, and this is come from the way that I am a model. So this is probably like the kind of problem. I always like, am I too fat to be on this dress, in this dress? I am too fat to this, that, and actually I'm not. And this year I am gaining some weight, and but the thing is that I feel more comfortable in my body right now than ever. Probably because of books that I read but also listening to podcast, it's really helping me. And if I do this podcast, it's also because I want to help you if you're not comfortable with yourself or you don't feeling good. That is something that I really want to do, and it's helping you the way people helps me. That's really beautiful, right? Also, what else I learned? I think I learned really a lot of things. Even this year, it's probably like the year I've learned so many things about people, about the way of living, but also my way of living, a lot of things change, actually. I started to do some hard physical workouts. Yeah, I think we can say it like that. I never did a lot of workout because I have my body, even if I eat or if I don't eat, I don't have to do some workouts a lot. I don't take way easy, but this year I took it so much, and because my body is beginning an adult body, so this is probably why I gained so many weight. But this is great because I feel more comfortable now than ever, as I told you before. And yeah, the thing that you really have to learn is that you are the best person in your life. You can trust you and anybody else. And I have so many things that I don't regret this year. Normally, I always have regrets. That is also a problem in me. But this year has been really different. I learned so many things that I want absolutely to apply in 2023 to be my best year. The last year has been difficult. Okay, so the next question is 3 things I am grateful for. This things is only a yearly reflection, so it's huge because I have a little book notes in next to my bed where I write every night what I am grateful for, and 3 things every night thing. So okay guys, the next question is 3 things I am grateful for. It's really hard for me to tell only 3 things because I have a little book notes next to my bed where I write every day and every night, and I write 3 things that I'm grateful for in a day. I have this in this book notes. I have two, I don't know, I'm not great in mathematics, but I have more than 265 things in this book, because it's 265 multiplied by 3. Wait. Okay, so I did it, and actually it's 795 things that I'm grateful for in a year. That's really huge, and I have only to tell 3 things. Okay, the 3 things are probably, yeah, and I didn't tell you, but all the things that I write are not in a double. I don't know how to say it, but I never write 2 things similar in this book notes. I always change, because it will be too easy, And this exercise is really, truly amazing. So if you can do it, or if you have the opportunity to do it, it will really change your life, because it changed mine also. Okay, so 3 things, I will say traveling. Traveling is the things I love the most to do. I've never thought I could do that this year or even today. When I was a kid, it was my dream to do a world tour, to go in Australia, in Asia, in Polynesia, really New Zealand, really a lot of things. But I did it with the people I love the most on earth. My parents, my family, my sister and my brother. That's amazing. So real for things will be traveling. If you have the occasion, or you don't have to spend like $300,000 or $1,000 to do that, like you can do it for free or for not a lot of money. But if you have the opportunity to do that, it's truly an experience. Like, you will learn so much. So really, if you can do it, do it. As I said, this word, do it, will be your partner for this year. Okay, so the second thing I am grateful for is probably having friends, family, and a cat. I will not forget her. I can rely on. I am confident about them. And I think this is something I am grateful for this year, because I have been through so much that really it's something really important for me. So it's amazing. I don't know how many times I will say do it and really, but or amazing, but it will probably be a lot. So, and the last thing that I'm grateful for is probably creating something that I love. This is can be anything and everything at the same time, but for me, like creating a podcast is something I always wanted to do, and I created, and I will do it a long time, I hope. And if you're interested in it, it will be better. So I hope everyone, guys, will be interested in it. If you want to talk about topics that can, you know, that you're not feeling comfortable to speak with anybody, you can tell me. I have Instagram, email, or you can really talk to me anytime that you want. I will be available to talk with you. So yeah, the next, I didn't finish. So the last thing, so it's creating something that I love, so it can be my podcast, but also being a model. It's really me, the way I see myself now. I was not confident in my body, so as I told you before, and when I started to do that, it was because I wanted to see me like in a gorgeous way, and it's in a way that I will love myself more and more every day, and that's actually happened. So thanks, really thanks for that. So I'm really happy to be a part of this experience. It's kind of a huge experience, like really, it's amazing. The next thing is, how would I describe myself a year ago? This question is not very easy, because I can tell anything and everything at the same time. So a year ago, I would probably describe myself as a person who is not confident, like in every way. I was not confident in my mind, in my body, in my health, in my emotion, like really, totally everything, and reading books and listen to podcast really helps me a lot. So I hope I can do the same with you if you're not doing great in your mind, in your body, in like every way. I can help you. I will try to. Also, I will describe me as a person who always try to do her best to impress people, but I cannot do that, because like if you always try to be the perfect person to the eyes of somebody, like no one or everyone, but who cares? Like, we don't care about that. That's not the importance of life, like of everything. We don't care. And I probably have a lot of things to describe myself a year ago, but there are like too many things to say and like nothing to say at the same time, so it can be hard to only say like a few things or a lot of things. And if I don't say like just the two things that I said, I can really write a book. So I will stay as I start, and I will answer the next question now. So how would I describe myself now? Nowadays, I will probably say that I am stronger than ever, happier than ever. I am also real, like, I don't care about the opinion of people. I'm feeling good in my body, in my mind, with my emotion and everything. I have a good social person in my life. Like, yeah, my friends are good, my family is amazing. Yeah, I think that's how would I describe myself now. And the next question and the last one is, what's changed? How did I grow? I think in a year we can grow, like, really a lot. And this is, for me, this is the point. I really grew a lot this year, and I didn't expect it like that. I never thought I would grow as much in only a year. Like, a year can be long time, but it's also really short. It's like school. Like, a year at school is, a year at school, it's really, like, short. But if you have a bad year, it's really long. So this is the same for a year, a true year. So I think I grew a lot this year. I learned so many things. Like I told you in lessons or skills that I learned. I also learned a lot of things about what was my biggest achievement, and the challenge that I faced helps me a lot to grow. And I think I've never grown as much as 2022 make me feel in 2023. I don't know if you will notice that in your, for your part, but, and I hope you will understand what I just say, because it can be unbelievable for people that I say that. So I really hope that you will understand. So guys, we've done this yearly reflection thing. It has been long, but not as long as will be the next part. So goal settings and vision board. So guys, for this part with goal settings, I have 11 categories, all different. There are nothing in common, but they are really important to have a great year. As my, in my opinion, you can, like, think totally differently, but it is not the case for me. So these 11 categories really helps me in my life. So when I want to do something, or when I want to think about something, or if I don't know what to do, I only check this list on my notes on the app, like on my phone. I also have it in paper, and it's in on my desk. I put this list, and like I have to do it before the year. So this is something really important, and really I think I have 2 hours every once per year, like only once per year, but it's really important to complete all this list. I haven't done yet because we're the 4th of January, and this episode will be published the 28th of January, not February, don't worry. I think the 20th, like, I'm sure I will done it. It will be done. But right now I have only the things that I told myself to do last year, and I'm going to check with you if I done everything. Okay, so for the opportunity solution trait, it can sound weird saying like that, but what I mean by opportunity solution trait is like goals for my opportunities. Sometimes you have opportunities and you just like don't want to like do them. So I always have one opportunity or two. I say that I put two things in each, so Yeah, in each category, I have two things, so two opportunities that I have to do, and that are my goals. So the first opportunity is... So the first category is opportunity solution treat, money and prudence, family and relationship, body and health, career and life path, play and creativity, educational learning, entrepreneurship, sociability and friendship, and the last one is world and community. So all those themes are something that I do every time, and it's really important to me to do that, because it's like I have some goals and I had to achieve them at the end of the year. Catch them. They sound weird also, but what I mean catch them is that sometimes you have some opportunities who are just like in front of you and you just don't want to do them because you're afraid of. So this is one of my opportunity solution trait. So it's catch them. What I said, but I didn't completely said what it means for me, opportunity solution trait. I told just like a little base, but clearly opportunity solution trait means some kind of treatment. We're not in medicine, but it's almost like that. Some treatments to have some opportunities and to give me the opportunities of do whatever I want to do. Probably for me it's catch them, the first one, and the second one is do it. It's like my word of the year. So this solution treatments that I have to catch my opportunities is do it and catch them. When I say catch them, it's like just have to notice that you have some opportunities just in front of you. Like I said, you have to catch them. It's not very difficult. And those two things can be like really weird or really like simple, but simple things always do the difference. I don't know if you know what I mean, but I hope you do. Okay, so after for money and prudence, I don't know if you're like that, but I am the kind of person who, when I see something cute or when I like, oh my god, this is so beautiful, so gorgeous, it will match so much with my house. I speak about, right now I speak about decoration shop, but it's the same for clothes or like anything, absolutely anything. But when I found something and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna wear this, or oh my god, this is so cute, I have to buy it. I never asked me the question like, am I going to use it or not? Also, I'm not asking myself like, do I really need it? I know this is a kind of a problem, because finally, for my clothes, I always give them to an association, or I am solding everything online. And I know this is a kind of problem, because I have to be careful, and actually it's the... since 3 years now, I always put that on my goal settings, and I have to do it, so I'm gonna find some time to really ask me those questions, and I read some books, and this is the thing that I'm talking about, and this is really important for me to do that, and this year I'm gonna achieve it. This is really big deal. For money and prudence is the only one I have one goal and not two, because this is really hard for me and I have to concentrate myself on only one thing. So this thing is like to be careful where I put my money, you know. So this is the first thing. So next is family and relationship. So family and relationship is really important for me. I am getting closer and closer to my family every day and every year. So it's really something I'm grateful for. And I really want to do it again and better. Because my family is not always my parents. It's not only my parents and my siblings. It's also... my, you know, my aunt, my uncle, and everything, and I have to be careful to everybody. Unfortunately, I'm not the kind of person who have like some grandparents. They're all dead. I was not really closer to them, But I know that it's something that really missed me when I was a little kid, because every time my friends tell me, "Where are you? What are you doing for your holidays?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna live with my parents, or I'm gonna stay at home." And people were like, "Oh, you're not going to see your grandparents? This is really strange." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's strange. I never told somebody that my grandpa and my grandma were dead, because it was for me really hard to speak about. And you know, this is something really hard for me, but when I speak about my family and respect about everybody, and not only my siblings and my parents, so yeah, something like that. But for relationship, so this was my first goal, and the second one is about relationship, and is to have a life more sociable. I'm not the kind of person who have a ton of friends. I have friends, reliable friends, and that it counts. But I would like also to, I don't know how to say it, but to be more sociable with people. And even if they are not my big friends, I would like to just talk to people like my friends. I can hang out with them, but not my biggest friend, you know. Also, guys, sorry for the wind. I didn't heard it before. And I hope it will not disturb you. Now I am in my bedroom, so I hope you will not hurt it. Yes, so for relationships and family, I told you everything. Now for your body and health, I will say I have two goals, big goals, but for this one I have so many. But my main goals are doing more workouts. I am the kind of person who don't really, as I said, I don't really need to do a lot of workouts to have like my perfect body goal, but I would like to do more to be like, I don't know how to say it, but to be more confident in my body and in my mind and everything I am actually, but I would like to be more and more. So this is my first goal. After, for health, I would like to eat better. I tried and I did it, but I would like to be like in a long time and not like life path, you know. Those one were my two goals for body and health. Now for career and life path, this one is also very important for me. People will say, why you put this and entrepreneurship in a different category? For me, it's really different. Career and life path is more with school, entrepreneurship is more like a business, so this is why I am doing that. Career and life path, though, I would say do my school really great. I have some good marks at my test and everything, and work well. Like, I know this is basic, it's really basical, but this is real important. So that's what it is. After is playing creativity. I add this this year. It can be really anything and everything at the same time. If I add this, is because it's really important. I read a lot of books about that, and they were really interesting. So I was like, oh my god, I have to be more to imaginative, creative. I am like this kind of person actually, but I would like to do more and more. When I say play, is because I would like to play more with my little brother. I love to play, and sometimes I don't find the time to do it. But this is really important for me, so I'm gonna try to do it more and more often. And with creativity, I read a lot of books about that. And I would like to try to paint and everything. I don't know if it's really gonna help me with, like, you know, stress evacuation and everything, and be more be less anxious. I'm not really anxious normally, but I would like to try it. So this is one of my two goals. These are my two goals. So after, for educational learning, this is really important. It's really different about school and everything. It's like in my personal life, personal thing. So I will say learning Italian is really important for me, because it's my origins. and also I'm a Prada model, so it's really important for me to learn that because I have a lot of friends who are Italian, and for my personal culture, you know. So yeah, this is one of my two goals, and the second one is, the second one is learn piano. This is one of my goals, really important, because I used to play piano, but I didn't find the time to play again, so I really completely stopped. I have a piano in my house, but I didn't use it, so I would like to reconnect with this ancient passion, just to find if it's also something I like nowadays, or if I just don't like to play again. Next category is entrepreneurship. So this, I have two goals, really important for me to, I would like to achieve them. One of them, I don't want to achieve it now, or even this year. It's something I'm gonna plan this year, but I'm gonna put it in activity in 2 years or 1 year, I don't know yet, but it's a huge project and I have to really take time to do it. The first one is about modeling. I am a model, and I would like to put it more and more in activity. I don't know if you understand, but this is really important for me. I would like to do more photo shoot, more things that can put me more in confidence, you know? And the second one, this is the one who will take a lot of time, is create my own company. I'm gonna plan this. I will not say a lot of things about that because I really want to be a secret. I really want it to be a secret. So I will tell you when it will be the time, okay? So I will not do a lot of things about that. I will not speak a lot about that. And the last one is world and community. Last year my goal for world and community was traveling a lot. This is actually what I'm doing, so yeah, it was really important for me to tell that and to do it, to achieve it. So really, I am really thankful for that. And my first one is about world and community. It's the same thing. I'm going to Asia, so the day that will be published, and in Vietnam, I'm going to be in an association to help people and help kids to learn English, to learn a lot of things, and I'm really, really happy to do that because it's one of my goals, and I'm going to achieve it this in February, and I'm going to be helpful for people, so this is absolutely amazing. So the last goals is about you guys. It's about podcast, it's about episodes. I will really to do unbelievable things. I'm really grateful because I plan a lot of things. I didn't plan all my episodes, but I plan 30 episodes. I really hope that you will be interesting and that you will follow everything, that you will tune the episodes and follow my podcast. I will invite some guests really soon when I come back. So when I say soon, it's not really soon. We'll probably be in July or at the end of June, but it's going to be soon. So that perfect, we could talk about goal settings. Now we're going to talk about vision board. So firstly, a vision board is a visual representation of the dreams, hopes and goals you have for your life. It's a powerful tool that helps you visualize the life you desire and helps you focus your mind on positivity to facilitate your desires. So a vision board is a visual representation of the dreams, hopes and goals you have for your life. It's a really powerful tool that helps you visualize the life you desire and helps you focus your mind on positivity to helps facilitate your desire. A visual board is helpful because it's a source of visual motivation. Because of this, you should put your vision board in a spot you look at every day. on days when you're feeling lost, confused about the direction of your life, or stuck in a rut, you can look at your vision board for a boost of optimism and a reminder on what you want out of life. On days when you're feeling happy, confident, and inspired, you can look at your vision board for ideas on how to channel your positive energy to get one step closer to your dream life. For that, I want to apply and to tell you an exercise for how to create a vision board. So creating vision board is a fun pastime that utilizes your creativity and helps you serve as a reminder of the life you're working to manifest. It serves your self-care routine in the following ways. So it allows you to tap into your childlike creativity and sense of play, and it also serves as a motivational tool. For that, you will need music that makes you feel inspired, a bulletin board or poster board, scissors, numerous magazines, push pins if you're using a bulletin board, or a glue stick if you're using a poster board. When I say numerous magazines, you can also do it on your phone, so you can use Pinterest. For me, it's what I use, it's what I'm using. Or also on Google, if you would search some images, you can do that. But for this one, I just told you on paper, but you can do exactly the same on your phone or on your computer. So the first step is to set out all of your materials on large work surface. After, it's play inspiring music and sit for 5 minutes with your eyes closed. During this time, imagine in vivid detail the things that will bring you the most joy. Imagine your day-to-day routine, your career, your love life, your social life, your wardrobe, everything down to the smallest detail, like your favorite breakfast. After, you open your eyes and begin flipping through the magazine. Cut out photos and words that fit the vision you imagine. If you lose focus, close your eyes and visualize again for another 5 minutes, or step away from the exercise for an hour and then come back to it. Next, once you've cut several images and words, attach them to the bulletin board or poster board with the push pins or the glue, respectively. Once you've attached the images and words to the board, locate a place to hang it. Make sure to display it in a room or spot you're in every day. And look at your vision board each morning to set your intention for the day as a reminder that you have many things to work toward and feel hopeful about. Your vision board is the key to creating the life you desire. This I told you about, on a place you look every day, but if you prefer to do it on your phone, put it in as your lock screen is what I do personally, but I also one in my bedroom and one in my bathroom. This was really important for me to talk about. Okay, so next we're going to talk about a complete reset day for 2023 and what I do in a reset day. So this is really personal, but I'm going to tell you what I do for a reset day. I don't know if you are really interested in, but I thought it could be a good thing. So I have a few things that I do. So I'm going to tell you probably three different type of reset day. They're almost the same, but it's still different, okay? So the first thing that I do when I wake up is read in the bed before I get up. This is really important. Just like keep calm, easy, and everything really important. After, I do a home workout. I usually do yoga, meditation, my abs, my usual abs. I do 90 abs per day. It can be really huge, but yeah, 90 or 100. It really depends. After, I take my breakfast. So for breakfast, I like a toasted bread with avocado and eggs, or I have some yogurt with oats and fruits with peanut butter. This is really good. After I take my shower, I do my skincare, and I am tidying my clothes, my bedroom, my home, while I let a mask on my face. After I do makeup, and I put my clothes on, I do my journal and to-do list for the day. Next, I take a walk, and while listening to podcast, I prepare the lunch, vacuum everything, and after I go out and I work a little bit. And I absolutely do my early reflection, my manifesting everything, vision board, everything can tell, and everything I told you, I do it. I personally do it. Next type of reset day that I have is prepare a smoothie, light a candle, do vision board for the year, prepare the lunch, write on a journal, so goal setting, do your reflection, tidy, and do everything that I want to erase for this new year, because new year, new me. This is really false. This is fake. Absolutely fake. New year, new me is impossible for me. This is the point. I'm never going to say that to you. The last reset day type that I have is make my bed, do vision board while I'm drinking a smoothie, and I do my breakfast. I'm drinking my breakfast. After is do to-do list the night before, so 2023 planner for the next day from Flourish Planner. So it's a really good app. After I do my home workout, so as I tell you, it's always the same. After I take a shower, only body. I do my skincare, my makeup. After I work, I prepare the lunch, I journal, I work, I go out, and the night I watch a serial film, eat the dinner, I'm prepped to sleep, so nighttime routine and everything, and after I get some rest, and I'm sleeping as a baby. Well, the next thing I wanted to talk about, and that really important, is cycles. So I'm gonna speak about two type of cycle, so the cycle of introspection and connection, and the cycle of celebration. So balance can be a difficult thing to identify when it comes to how you spend your time, but the concept of introspection and connection can help keep you balanced. I'm gonna tell you a quote that's really important and means a lot of things. As Plato said, the unexamined life is not worth living. His statement clearly reveals the importance of introspection. So if you don't examine your life, your motivation, purpose, drives, and passion, then are you truly living your life? And are you doing something worthwhile? This is really questions that you have to ask yourself. Introspection means taking time to check in with yourself. We live in a fast-paced society, and if you don't take time to slow down and be alone, then you won't be cognizant of the life you're living. Through self-reflection, you stop life from happening to you and become more engaged participant in the game of life. You should talk to yourself every day, multiple times a day. I'm gonna tell you a few affirmations to tell yourself after that. And after you check in with yourself, write down some of your thoughts so that the conversation you had with yourself becomes tangible. So we spoke a little bit about how to be grateful, write some things and everything. But if you want something easier, I really, really consider the app Hello. So Halo. It's an amazing app. The logo is like a little circle white, and the background is purple, if I remember well. And this app is amazing. It's like you every time you have to tell you three things. So your gratitude, you also told you how are you feeling, so your mood, and after you have the reflection of the day. So for me, it was, what does healthy living mean to you? Everything is really important. This is a completely free app that I really consider you to have. So yes, after being introspective, you have to balance this alone time with connection. This is all about reaching outside of yourself to connect with others and be in tune with what's going on around you. If you don't have balanced introspection and connection, you'll feel it. For example, if you're too introspective and don't connect with people enough, you'll feel something akin to depression. It was the case for me, is what I'm telling that. And if you have too much connection without introspection, you will experience feelings of anxiety or like you're living in an authentic or purposeless life. And when the two are in balance, you'll feel like you're living an happy and authentic life. In a sense, a life with meaning. So, if I'm telling you that, it's not like to tell you like your life is bad or everything, but I didn't consider the importance of introspection and connection in my life. And when I read that in a book that I'm going to tell you before, it's really important and so like you can use every time. So this is why I'm really talking about that. So you can begin to implement this by practicing your morning routine, which involves introspection and scheduling in something social for later in the day. Bonus point if your social connection involves doing something kind for someone else. Okay, so that was for the cycle of introspection connection. If you don't if you don't understand everything, I really think it could be a great opportunity to just check on YouTube. There are a lot of videos about that. Or Instagram account, like the law of attraction. This is not the cycle of introspection and connection, but it's still important. I'm not going to talk about law of attraction this time, but I know that in the law of attraction account, this is an Instagram account, they spoke a little bit about the introspection and connection cycle. And if you want to know more about that, you can do like Google research. It takes a few minutes and you will learn so much. So now for the cycle of celebration. So the cycle of celebration in our fast-paced, achievement-based society, it's easy to get caught in a cycle. Like set a goal, achieve the goal, and then immediately set another goal. If I'm telling that, it's because it has been the case for me, and I don't want anybody to do the same mistake as I did. So being motivated is wonderful, but if you don't acknowledge and celebrate your achievement, you could be heading for burnout or overwhelm, or perhaps you already feel this way. This was the case for me. So if you're feeling like this, I'm gonna help you, don't worry. So the goal achievement goal cycle about above is missing the step of celebration. Here was your new cycle with self-care mind should look like. So first you have to set a goal. After you achieve the goal, then celebrate the achievement, and after set another goal, and you repeat this like cycle. So the cycle allows you to keep moving forward in your life, growing and processing, but it also allows you to enjoy the fruits of your labor, stay present, feel a sense of pride in your achievements. You deserve to feel good about the things you accomplish, like truly, and recharge before tackling the next goal. So the way you celebrate is entirely up to you. It's really personal because different things feel good for different people. But I did like a little list I was inspiring on Pinterest and I thought it could be good, but it's also things that I personally do. So yeah, sometimes I go out to a nice dinner or pour yourself a glass of champagne, clap cheer and dance, get your nails done, take a trip, meet friends out for happy hour, go camping, take a day off to relax, grab coffee with your family. But literally, like, ton of things. So do anything your heart desires. The important thing is that you recognize you're celebrating something that you deserve, so now we can move on to a next goal. Now we're going to speak about affirmations. I told you before that I was going to tell you some that I use in my everyday life. So here we go. My heart is full of love and goodness. This is real important. I trust myself to make great decisions. I am strong and capable. I have endless energy and use it effectively. My mind is limitless. I am beautiful, radiant, and bright. I am worthy of love, capable of receiving love and give love freely. I am healthy, able, and live a life of abundance. I love every inch of my body and I am grateful for its abilities. My creativity is boundless, and I have endless ideas. I am unique, special, and remarkable. I am so grateful that I am me. I am brave, and I choose to be the architect of my life. I trust that the future is full of exciting opportunities and adventures. I love myself deeply, unconditionally, completely and fully. Love flows to me and through me with ease. So those things were like a lot of affirmations. You don't have to use it, like, you have to tell you them, but not like the 20 or 15 that I told you in a day. So I have to use it. This exercise can be done using numerous affirmations, or you can choose one to focus on if you want. So as I said before, your affirmations can be from your own list, the simple options, or any information that resonates to you. I have like 5 rules to do it. You can do whatever you want to do and whatever you want to apply them, but these are something that I do. So speak it, say the affirmation out loud confidently and with conviction. Do this 5 times each morning and evening. But you can also write it, so get a spiral notebook with lined paper, write your affirmations over and over again on each line, continue writing the affirmation until the page is full, post it, write your affirmation on sticky notes and put them places when you're sure to see them, so good spots include the bathroom mirror, your car dashboard, the refrigerator, your morning coffee mug, your underwear drawer, your toothbrush holder, like everything you want. We don't mind. After you have to hear it, so you can recall yourself saying the affirmation over and over again in a strong and clear voice. Play the recording back when you're sitting in silence or driving your car. See it? This is just like speak it, but you also look yourself in the eye confidently and lovingly in the mirror as you say the affirmation. If you do this exercise every day, I promise you, positive affirmation will effectively replace negative self-talk, boost your mood, increase self-esteem, make you more self-aware, and empower you to see that you have considerable control over your thoughts. So I think we're almost done. I'm gonna tell you a few books now that really changed my life, and after I'm gonna explain a few things for this year, and yeah, it will be done. So one of the books that I love is A Gentle Reminder from Bianca Sparacino. This book is truly amazing. They all spoke about self-development, improve yourself, all about like what's something I love, and it's about also this podcast. It's almost the theme are the same. So if you like my podcast, you absolutely love those books. So really, A Gentle Reminder from Bianca Sparacino is amazing, but also Alderbrook from Brianna Waste, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. It's absolutely true. It's made the effect on me. As I tell you, The Mountainous You is also amazing. So it's a transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery. It's amazing. Also, You're a Badass, Have to Stop Doubting Your Greatness, and Start Living an Awesome Life from Jen Sincero is amazing. Feminist, Don't Worry Pink and All the Lies, The Miracle Morning by Al Elrod. Feminist, Don't Worry Pink and All the Lies is from Scarlett Curtis, is amazing. Nice Girl, Don't Get the Corner Office 101 from Lois P. Frankel. Is amazing too. I'm going to tell you other books that are really good for me. So The Courage to Be Disliked is truly amazing. I won't say an advice from those books, because I'm not saying too that every books are amazing. If I'm talking to you right now and I am advice, it's my advice is to read those books. I cannot tell you they're not good. So truly, everything's are perfect. Everything is good. So yeah. Attitude is everything. The Secret, 12 Rules for You. Those books are amazing. So really, if you have time to read, or if you like to, or you don't have any inspiration of books to read, read them. You don't lose anything or a bit of money, but that's it. To end with, we're going to speak about manifestation. So is manifestation is truly using your energy, belief system, thoughts and visualization to bring something into your physical reality. In practice, the steps of manifesting could look like this. I want a new job. I know exactly the kind of job I want. I can see the job in vivid detail. I am going to put my thoughts and energy toward manifesting that job in my life. I believe that the job is coming into my way. A friend of mine just told me that there is an opening at her place of work and it sounds like the perfect fit. I submitted my resume, got an interview, and went into the interview believing the job would be mine. I got the job. This is an example that it's just like an example, but it's really important, and this is what it will look like when you will do it. It could be anything, it's not only a job. So essentially, manifestation is a specific vision that's fueled by positive energy, a powerful combination that can turn your dreams into reality. It's almost like the law of attraction that I talked to you a little bit before. So practicing manifestation, decide on something specific you really want and believe that it can manifest. So you really have to focus on something you deeply want and that resonates with your gut instinct and somehow serves the greater good. For a manifestation to appear, you need to get rid of your blocks. So a negative mindset can block manifestation. Do mindset work first so that you're coming from a place of positivity, confidence and belief. Make sure any toxic people, those who criticize, doubt, belittle or negatively impact you, are removed from your life, or at least establish boundaries to limit your interaction and stop their impact. I told you about my toxic friends, so this is about. But for you, it's not only that, it can be really anything and everything at the same time. So if you also need to assess the timing of your request, if you want to manifest writing a blockbuster screenplay, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You need ample time to rewrite it. Be realistic with the timing of your manifestation. After, you have to be incredibly specific about your visualization. So when you think about what you want to manifest, be specific. Down, do the tiniest detail. Close your eyes and sit in silence. Meditate if you need to clear your headspace. Imagine your manifestation in vivid detail and using all of your senses. Imagine how you will feel when your manifestation occurs. Make it as real as you can in your mind's eye. Remember, you don't need to know how it will manifest. You just need to trust that it will. Bonus point, after you visualize it, write down every tiny detail, then put this paper in a place you look at every day to give continual positive energy and belief to your manifestation. So a place you look every day, I give you 1,000 of examples, so do it, put like where you want to. After, don't act unless you feel in your gut that you're supposed to do something. So the aforementioned three steps are typically all the action you need to take. So however, if you feel your gut instinct positively really telling you to do something and it's not driven by anxiety, doubt or worry, then you should respond with action. When your manifesting appears, express gratitude and appreciate what you have. As you continue to manifest in the future, you want to have a good track record of recognizing what you have been given in the past. Gratitude is so important. If you're keeping a gratitude journal, this is a good place to write down how grateful you are for what has already come your way. You can also say thank you out loud or consciously celebrate what you have in your life. I told you about the gratitude journal and I think it's such a good exercise, so really do it. It's amazing. Yeah, guys, I hope you will enjoy this podcast episode. This is my premiere, and I hope everyone will enjoy it. Sorry about the wind. I heard it only at the end. I also hope you learn so many things from this first podcast, and I hope you will put everything in application. So, everything about books, also manifestation, cycles, goal settings, yearly reflection, reset day, vision board. I hope you like clearly love everything I am talking about, and like it inspires you. And yeah, guys, happy new year, happy morning, have a great day, a great evening. I don't know who you are, but I'm thankful that you're listening to it until the end. And yeah, have a great day. See you in a week for a new episode.